Inside the blurred edge, we sit contemplating the beginning of the matter at hand. A shared moment, this, a temporary, tangible point. Your unique skin container is a complex structure, a living reference point on the edge of earth and bone, on the ledge of knowledge. Are we human translations of current knowledge on matter? A distillation of thought translated into something other, something outer, something solid? Are we looping reflections? Are we you sensing me, sensing you, sensing me? Are our layered selves growth exchanges? How far can one's perception stretch? This personal lens has a sense of permanence, but it's a shifty form we inhabit. Are we sure about dissecting the truth of the matter? We speak to remember, reflect off and back to each other. I am your out-breath on the inhale. We are permeable. We are closed lids open. There is movement in the seeming solidity of our forms. Our me's and you's are we's, and who's not convinced that the edges keep blurring? Yet we are contained, embodied in a thought shape of memories and moments, a skin convinced by calculations and covert keepings. Do we share more than we sense? We are heads tilted, curious at the complexities above, wondering if it will be them or us that crack first. The pen is, what if I float this thought matter, preserve it in letter shapes, hear myself hearing, hear where you hear it too. The pen is, do my physical limits limit how far I can seek out into knowing, and when I find it to absorb, where in this form does the known eventually settle, which muscle, which bone, which stretch of sinew? The pen is, how do I find them, the knowings, when they disappear? The pen is, I am absorbed and reabsorbed, mutating, evolving, a maze of neural pathways. The pen is microscopic highways into the unseen. The pen is, how does the skeletal frame my perception? What if the walls of knowing are illusion? Can I see outside the glass that houses me? The pen is, what is this? Pointing out that point within that pins down the truths that intersect the parts we'd like to cut out and inspect. The pen is, are our perceptions merely exposed edges and sight angles? Knowings, just temporary trusts. Will I find certainty within, within-side, within-side out? The pen is, what if? I don't know, even when I do. I held it and looked at it through a lens to capture it, to be able to see it later, to know it via that trusty record of digital truth. In that hand, left thumb and forefinger holding it up behind the lens, this unknown object felt like it was bending, leaning into that uncertainty before the breaking point. How did glass suddenly bend my understanding? I'm taking images of this thing, photo images, not just mental ones, to document the moment that I first know this in my sight.
I'm not wanting to gather the memories, but the facts, the visual facts. Whether this is in or out, body or embodied with the notion, I want to test my understanding later, see it without the memory lens. But the memory of taking the photo is perhaps captured too. Maybe I will recall the glass bending trick my perception played upon me. Maybe now written, it will become memorable, captured in text, which can't absolutely articulate, but can hint at the thing, close in to conjure up an atmosphere. I call it glass bending, but it wasn't, because solid glass doesn't bend like that and isn't now bent. I call it trick because of those knowings. Glass doesn't bend like that, in air held on by the edges of human hand, and change isn't devoid of consequence, and in its physicality I see no shift in configuration. And this it, this flesh-containing object I am calling an expression of my insides, is it possible that this thing came from inside a human body? Is it definite? Do I know? But how do I know either way? How can I know the inside of me? How can I know what the inside of me would look like out? There are physical outside parts of me I cannot see. I wouldn't know them with my memory sight to name them. It requires the stop to thought, the referencing of another's body, another human body to see my own, knowing that it's different. Then there's always the mirror. But can it reach? Can I? If I can't see to know my outsides, what knowings can be held within? This skin I wear is translucent enough to see veins and tendons, textures, intersections of color. But without skin, out of skin, what does the inside look like? Does the outing change it? The air might impact, or the cut, making it not insides, but insides removed, and those being different things. How can I know the thing that only exists as it is in the unseen? Does biopsy change the very thing I am trying to know unchanged? I am corked, stoppered at a point, understanding that I don't understand, wrapped in the hard glass awareness that I cannot see or bring this body into sight without consequence. And what is the consequence? I am a body embodied within a body, a cut point sharply curious, a human container inside a room, thinking.